In today's second reading, we hear St. Paul speaking about what Christ did for us. And at the heart and core of it is the fact that God is seeking us out. God is seeking us. As those of us who went to Steubenville East this weekend heard that most religions in the world, it's about human beings seeking after God. But Christianity is different, for we understand it to be God seeking after humanity. And this is how much He is willing to do. That while we were enemies with Him, while we had broken relationship with Him, while we had said, I'd rather have my own way, not yours, and so we had created this dividing wall of enmity between us and God, He Himself came into our humanity in order that He could be our good shepherd and gather us into His life. And how did He become this bridge between us and the Father? Jesus took on in His flesh all that sin was. For He is our peace, He who made both one and broke down the dividing wall of enmity through His flesh, abolishing the law with its commandments and legal claims. Those commandments which, you know, we've so often broke, it no longer has power over our lives, our sin. For now, in looking at the cross, we have mercy. Eternal death has no hold if we but allow that mercy to enter in. The gulf between us and God no longer has authority as long as we are willing to cross over the bridge, who is Jesus, the one way to Almighty God. This is the grace that we have. That God has said, I want you so much that I would give you every drop of my blood. In the beginning, they were one with God. They had union with God. They would walk in the garden with God. And you remember the story. You probably remember it pretty well, that the serpent came in and he said, oh, God is keeping something from you. God is afraid of you. And if you eat this fruit, then you will be able to have authority. You will be like God. And Adam and Eve are thinking, God is afraid of us. We could be like God. Wow. And so they eat the fruit. And they create this gulf between them and God. God so wanted their life, their love. He walked with them. He gave them everything. But what do? They say, we don't want to be under your rule. We don't want your love. We want to be self-determining. And we reject you, God. And from that moment, God has been seeking us ever since. And He put in place this plan to draw us back. And that plan, God's plan for you, is Jesus. God's plan for you is Jesus. To draw you and me into the heart of Almighty God. This is good news. This is the good news. And in the gospel today we hear about Jesus, he says, the disciples have just gone off and they've done great miracles. They've driven out demons. They've raised the dead. They've healed the sick. They've preached the good news. And then they've come back and said, hey, Jesus, this is amazing. All the stuff we've done. And he says, okay, let's go alone by ourselves and talk about it. But then when they disembark in this lonely place, they find they're not alone. People, thousands of people have gathered seeking after Jesus. They hastened there on foot from all the towns, arriving at a place before them. They were seeking something. They didn't understand what they were seeking. They didn't know who this was. They didn't know He was God. But they knew He had something. They knew He had some sort of power. They knew if they were sick, He could touch them and they'd be better. They knew if they were lame that He could touch them and they'd be able to jump up and down. They knew that when they heard Him speak, their hearts, which had been so broken down and pushed down by sin, now were alive and on fire. They found something. And so they were seeking Him. But they didn't know He was God. But they hastened to find whatever it was that was there. We who know He is God, we who have been washed clean in baptism, we who have had that dividing wall of enmity taken down by becoming Christian, by living in the life of God, do we seek Him with that same fervor? Do we go running after Him, saying, Jesus, I want You. My Lord, I need You. Or do we just ho-hum? You know, we've gotten so used to Christianity. It's like, yeah, it's a nice little thing we do. Jesus, yeah, okay, He died for me. That's great. What has He done for me lately? Or do we realize what the blood of Christ means for us? What happens on this altar when Jesus says, you thought I was humble before coming as a baby? Now I'm going to come even more humble under the form of bread and wine so that you will not be afraid to get close to Me. Do we run to Him? Do we hasten on foot from all the towns to arrive where Jesus is going to be? He is here and He wants to light a fire in our souls, not for natural healing, but for something even greater, a supernatural life and healing. Let us ask Almighty God that He may transform our lives, transform our hearts, fill us with that great desire, which will draw us to hasten after Him in all things.